You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Radio Aaron with Frankie Benson. Heard Sunday evenings from 6 to 7 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. And now, here's a greeting to friend and to rover. Welcome to Radio Aaron with Frankie Benson, Irish Airwaves, on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
I'm going to saddle up the old grey mare. I'm going to ride through the night without a worry or a care. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you. I see a light in her bedroom. I prayed to God that I didn't come too soon. I'm a messenger boy, bringing me love to you. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you. Two big dogs and a man shouts, who goes there? I've ridden through the cold and the wind and the rain and the frost and the snow, and I'm in love and I do not feel the pain. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you. I'm a messenger boy, bringing my love to you.
You coming down or what? I'm after riding half the night to get here and I'm freezing with the cold. Come on down for a few minutes anyway. I swear I won't. Ah, come on. Just for a minute, go on. Huh? Now get over that. He won't hear you, can you?
Good evening, how you doing? Frankie Benson, it's AM 740, and you're listening to the Irish program, Radio Erin. I hope you're well, and happy Father's Day to you all. Messenger boy, Christy Moore is starting off our program here today, and the grass is all cut in the front of the house, so I'm pretty happy with myself. Oh, a couple of nice tunes I got coming your way, right through until 7 o'clock. That's when I take my leave, and go and sit in Alan's patio. Maybe that's what I'll do. Kevin Kennedy had a wonderful show there last Wednesday night. And I'd like to thank you on behalf of Kevin for coming along and making Dory Kyo's a big success last Wednesday. I played at the Emerald Isle Senior Society last Monday. Had a great time. Seamus Grew called in, played the accordion and everything. And we had a great time. And thank you all for the invitation. And hopefully in the near future, we'll do it again. A country boy like me. Here's Daniel O'Donnell.
I've been working in the city now where I've earned my first pay. I thought that when I came here, it's where I'd like to stay. To see the sights and those bright lights and travel all around. But now I feel so lonely here and I'm homeward bound. This city life ain't no place for a country boy like me, where you can't watch the river flow or see the tallest tree. I miss that old home cooking and the walks down by the sea. This city sure ain't no place for a country boy like me. When I was young, I couldn't wait to ride on that freight train, for I knew that it would take me all the way to Carolina. But now I'm here, I'm not so sure it's what I'd like to do. This ain't no place for a country boy when he's got the blues. This city life ain't no place for a country boy like me, where you can't watch the river flow or see the tallest tree. I miss that old home cooking and the walks down by the sea. This city sure ain't no place for a country boy like me. This city sure ain't no place for a country boy like me.
And there's nobody more country than Daniel O'Donnell living up there in County Donegal. Hope you're all well tonight. I feel so good. So good that I'm going to play a song from Dublin. And the song was written by Dermot O'Brien, and Dermot O'Brien is going to do the vocal on it also. And it comes from the Vinyl Vault. Yes, it does. Dermot O'Brien and Dublin 62. I've got lots of notes here to share with you tonight. So if you get a pen and or a pencil and a piece of paper or chalk in some cases, and I'll give you the information, and you'll have a lovely summer listening to the program, because there's lots and lots of things to do. Dermot O'Brien, Dublin 62, get that turntable ready.
Kids say, Dad, just tell us one more time about when you were young and in your prime, and the way that you met Ma, and everything you saw, and tell us all the things used to do. So I close my eyes and roll the years away, and everything's as clear as yesterday. For how could I forget that summer when we met? It was Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny and all our skies were blue in Dublin town 1962. Climbed the hill of Holt and down again, walked home from the pillar in the rain. We courted in the park when the lights glowed in the dark, danced in Cleary's and the Metropole till two. We crossed the hay at eventide. It felt so good to have you by my side. And we watched the mailboat sail. Paper boys cried, Herald and Mail, in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. Thank you. anymore. We kissed it all goodbye. Sailed away to give our luck a try. In this land across the sea that's been good to you and me, where our children play as we once used to do. While my kids say, Dad, that's really quite a tale, we can see you have the spirit of the gale. And we know there's no regret, and we're very glad you met in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962.
To all the dads from Dublin, and Dublin 62. Hope you enjoyed it, Dermot O'Brien. Never got it on CD, but I still love to play the old vinyl once and again. Dolores Keane is with us tonight. She's lost her fella because he's in America, and when we come back, we'll listen to Dolores. My love is in America, here at AM 740, the Radio Arm program. Don't go away.
You're enjoying Radio Arm, all the best of the Emerald Isle, on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
And I'm not so sure. There's an ocean that keeps us apart. I've been aching for home, but I mustn't give up.
What about this aching heart? Johnny, come home. I need you tonight. I need you tonight.
I need you tonight.
Johnny, quickly tell to you of the pretty girl I admire, Dame of Kitty Donahue. She's fair and fat and 40, and believe me when I say, every time I went to courting her, I could hear her mother say, Johnny, get up in the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Don't you see it's Mr. Maguire, and he's hurting your sister, kid. I know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of town. Will you get up to that, ye up and breath, and let Mr. Maguire sit down? First time that I met her was the dance at Tandragee, and I asked her very kindly if she'd dance a step with me. She asked if I would see her home if I was going her way, but I no sooner got inside of the door when I heard her mother say, Johnny, get up in the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Don't you see it's Mr. Maguire, and he's curtain your sister, kid. I know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of town. Will you get up to that? Up and breath and let Mr. Maguire sit down. Diddly idle, 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 diddly idle, oh. Oh, now that we are married, sure the mother's changed her mind. Just because I spent a legacy my father left behind. She hasn't got the decency to bid me time of day. And whenever I go near the place, I can hear the mother say, Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in the draught. Sure, it's only old Maguire, and he nearly drives me daft. What Kitty took him for, he's always on the tear. Just as if you are, and never you dare to give our Maguire the chair.
Is that considered an Eoghan Comalia? Anyway, it's an Eoghan song, no doubt about that. Eileen Donaghy, and before that, Dolores Keane. Not a Comalia. Let Mr. Maguire sit down with Eileen Donaghy here at AM 740. Some information for you from Eleanor McGrath. Alive from the Divis Flats. It's a special screening in the GTA. There are a couple, and I will give it to you. This is a film, and it's set in Divis Flats, or pictures of the Divis Flats, and it was all put together by Eleanor McGrath. She went to Belfast and did all this, and then she just came back from Vancouver, where she had some screenings there and met some wonderful Belfast people. Well, I'll tell you something, Eleanor, you wouldn't have to travel too far to meet wonderful Belfast people. Anyway, enough for me. Stephen Armstrong is in the film, and Jim Geddes, or Geddes, and it's starring Hugo Strachey. And apparently they are raving about this particular film, so I haven't seen it myself yet, and I intend to. There are some weekend screenings for your pleasure, June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Reserve your ticket now and by calling this number, 416-844-0877. And you can email your the amount of tickets you want, and they'll be held for you for the Sunday screening at the Tiff Bell Lighthouse. A post-screening party will be held at PJ O'Brien's. PJ O'Brien's, hosted by Pat Quinn. Or maybe it's not. Oh, it is at Pat Quinn's. PJ O'Brien's. So that is on Sunday. And then we have Friday. Friday the 22nd at 7:30 in Scarborough at the Glasgow Celtic Supporters Club. That's on Midland Avenue. Tickets are $5. Entertainment by Hugo Strani. And the number at the Celtic Supporters Club is 416-609-8819. And on Saturday, June the 23rd, 7:30 in the Brampton Irish Centre, and that's 20 Strathern Avenue in Brampton, entertainment, Hugo Strani, and it's $7 at the door. And there's one more. Oh, I did tell you about it. And when I kick this information off for you, it's on the Sunday gig. One second. I don't have the thumb bit on to get this done. There you go. It's at the Tiff Lighthouse Cinema 4 at Rickman Square, and that's on King Street West in Toronto. And then a question and answer period will follow at PJ O'Brien's at 39 Colburn Street. Eleanor's telephone number, get in touch with her, and she'd be the one to give you all the answers. And where did I go with that? Oh, here's the number right here. 416-844-0877. AM 740, the Radio Worm program. How you doing? I'm well myself. The Dublin City Ramblers are coming your way with the Boston Burglar.
I was born and raised in Boston, a place you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents, and raised most tenderly, till I became a sporting lad at the age of 23. My character was taken, and I was sent to jail. My friends and parents tried in vain to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty, the clerk he rode to town. The judge he passed a sentence, I was bound for Charlestown. They put me on cold December day, and every station we passed through, you could hear the people say, there goes the Boston burglar, in cold chains he is bound. For one crime or another, he is bound for Charlestown. At night, breaking laws of God and man. For if you do, you'll surely rue and find yourself like me, serving up to 20 years in the penitentiary. I was born and raised in Boston, a place you all know well.
true to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents and raised most tenderly, till I became a sporting lad at the age of 23.
The Dubliners are coming your way in a mo. That was a Dublin City Ramblers, the Boston Burglar for you, from all of us here at the Radio Erin program on AM 740. We're at 550 Queen Street East in the big city of beautiful Toronto. Here are the Dubliners with a lovely song, The Dubliners.
Dublin, you're my city, I'm proud to call you mine. Divided by the Liffey's greasy slime, no matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me. Dublin men and women are the salt of all the earth, fiercely true and loyal to the town that gave them birth. A Dublin man spends all his life making friends with placoutry each evening at 8. When they sound his death knell, his last prayer is to dwell by St. James's pearly gate. Oh, Dublin, you're my city, I'm proud to call you mine, divided by the Liffey's greasy slime. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me. Dublin is to Dubliners a dear old dirty town. It's getting dearer every year and hard to earn a pound. And as for the Liffey that gash through the city, it's thicker than treacle or chalk. It'll soon be so grim that instead of a swim, they'll be holding the Liffey walk. Thugs and drugs and muggins are the order of the day. The headlines yell, we've gone to hell, it's time crime didn't pay. The gangs and the police meet nightly on Foley Street, bleeding their way through the news. It's become quite the scene, the new show on our screen will be Sean McDermott's Street Blues. But Dublin, you're my city, I'm proud to call you mine, divided by the Liffey's crazy sign. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me. Even though we've troubles, we can always find a smile. A dub will wear a certain air, I think you'd call it style. Those Guinness Street faces from the Phoenix Park races cheer up the grey streets with their jibes. Though most landmarks are gone, the rich pageant lives on, and Molly Malone still survives. So Dublin, you're my city, I'm proud to call you mine, divided by the Liffey's breezy skyline. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me. Dublin, you're city. I'm proud to call you mine, divided by the living crazy sign. No matter who I love and woo, at home or overseas, my heart prefers those Dubliners like me.
There we had Ronnie Drew in the final vault. That's where I found him anyway. And the Dubliners. Great song, by the way. It was an old music hall song in Dublin's first city a long, long time ago. Before my time, even. Can you imagine? That's a long time ago. I have a cruise I'd like to send you on. And if you send me $50, I will send you a ticket. Now, if you happen to be a senior, I will only take $40 off you. But here is the flyer for the cruise. If you purchase $6, you will get them for the same price as $5. Lunch will be included also, tea and coffee. And it's a free bar. Oh, no. I was going to go myself. It's tea and coffee all day. Free. Kaisbar. Well, I don't know. It's a punctuation mark. So it screwed me up there. Messed me up, sorry. And lots of musicians, performances by the Irish Choral Society. And it's going to be a fun cruise. Boarding time is 12:30 noon. That's a new thing. 12:30 noon. Okay. Anyway, you can call Narita and ask her what that means, please. 905-881-5012, Narita Fleming. And by the way, we're going to have Narita in the studio next week, and we're going to talk about the big picnic coming up at Center Island. I have this in a clearer a message, and I can get it to you in a mo or two, and we'll do all that. And there's a grand meeting coming up, the annual meeting for the St. Patrick's Parade Society, and I'll give you information on that in just a wee while. Here's a song going out to Jennifer. Jennifer Beatty celebrated her birthday last Sunday, and I didn't get a tune on for her, but this is coming to you from Christopher. Yes, Christopher McLaughlin, a good friend of mine, was once with the Carton Show Band, and a lovely man, lovely girl too, Jennifer. Your mum was lovely. I loved your mum too. And we used to work together a long, long time ago when I was only a wee boy in Toronto. This is a song by Finbar McGee, and a cute little song it is too. And maybe Christopher will get up in the morning and look after one of these for you. It's called the Ulster Fry.
You're enjoying Radio Erin, all the best of the Emerald Isle on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
When you wake up at noon and it still seems too soon, you can't look in the mirror, no matter how you try. You smell like a skunk, you should have got so drunk. There's only one cure, the good old Ulster Fry. Don't reach for them pills, they won't cure your ills. You might as well reach for pie in the sky. 'Cause paracetamol can't beat cholesterol, so get that pan on and sizzle up that fry. We've got bacon,
we've got bacon,
we've got beans,
we've got beans,
we've got sausage,
we've got sausage,
two or three. Soda, farro, pancake, egg, tomato, titty, dread, a black button, sure you know you couldn't find a finer feed.
Now Jerry and Big Ian don't often think the same. They view this country from opposite sides, but both would sure agree,
say no to Mussolini,
support the Greece process, say yes to the fry. We've got bacon,
we got bacon,
we've got beans,
we got beans,
we've got sausage,
we got sausage,
two or three, soda, farro, pancake, egg, tomato, teddy bread, I'm like pudding, sure you know you couldn't find a finer feed. Now breakfast continental, it's only for the mental. Those croissants are a nuisance, and the grapefruit stings your eyes. For you only know you're fed when your gut feels like lead. Bye-bye, Cheerios, hello, Ulster Fry. We've got bacon,
we've got bacon,
we've got beans,
we've got beans,
we've got sausage,
we've got sausage,
two or three. Soda, farro, pancake, egg, tomato, teddy bread, I'd like pudding, sure you know you couldn't find a finer feed. We've got bacon,
we got bacon,
we've got beans,
we got beans,
we've got sausage,
we got sausage,
two or three. Soda, farro, pancake, egg, and tomato, teddy bread, I'd like pudding, sure you know you couldn't find a finer feed. Soda, farro, pancake, egg, and tomato, teddy bread, and black pudding, sure you know you couldn't find a finer feed.
I've got money and I've a wee bit of land, and I'm looking for a honey with a bit of money. I'd catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sir, I'm your man. I like the Kayleigh and the stacks of barley. I like the waltzes, them old jigs and the reels. I like the swinging when Big Tom is singing. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sir, I'm your man. And I'm off to Liston Barna at the end of the year. I'm off for a bit of crack, the old woman and the beer. And I'm off as shifty for a lad of 50. Catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sir, I'm your man. I've got a brother, he's in the Garda. I got an uncle, he's way up there in the dial. He's quite a charmer, he's a mighty big farmer. I'd catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sir, I'm your man. And I'm off to Liston Barna at the end of the year. I'm off for a bit of crack, the old woman and the beer. And I'm off as shifty for a lad of 50. I catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sir, I'm your man. Hey! Now to conclude and to finish me story, if there's a young one out there looking for a man, get the bus from Barna down to Liston Barna. I catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sir, I'm your man. And I'm off to Liston Barna at the end of the year. I'm off for a bit of crack, the old woman and the beer. And I'm off as shifty for a lad of 50. I catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sir, I'm your man. Sir, I'm off as shifty for a lad of 50. I catch me if you can, me name is Dan, sir, I'm your man.
Hugo Duncan, he is your man. I'm your man when it comes to AM 740 and the Radio Aaron program. Yes, Hugo Duncan, catch me if you can. I'm your man. Before that, Finbar McGee and Ulster Fry. Going out to Jennifer Beatty on her birthday. And where am I going next? I want to say happy birthday to Monica Mullen. How you doing, Monica? And maybe this song is not for you. I'm going to play you a different one. I'm going to play you a Joe Dolan song. How's that? But this is a great song for Father's Day. It was written by a friend of mine, Jim Clark, who lives in Mississauga. And a great songwriter all together. Lived sometime in Montreal with his parents. And his father that he talked about quite often passed away just a little while ago. And it was a sad enough occasion at the time. So, Jim, I'm thinking about you, and I'm thinking about all the fathers that I know, and I wish you all happy Father's Day. Here's Jim Clark, Father.
My father is an Irishman, so proud and so free. Well, he's laying in a sickly bed in painful agony. Now we haven't got the money to send him home to die, but to lay him in his resting place beneath the Irish sky. Go to seek a better life. He worked his fingers to the bone for his children and his wife. And many a time he went without to see that we were fed. It pains me now to see him there laying. There were songs of love, of Ireland. There were songs of fairy rings. I noticed every time he sung, a tear came to his eye. For he longed to be in Ireland beneath the Irish sky. His resting place beneath the Irish sky. The years he spent down in the mines have taken their toll, for he's laying there completely blind, spitting lumps of coal. I pray to God he go to sleep, and with his very last sigh, dream he's in his resting place beneath the Irish sky. My father is an Irishman,
so proud and so free. Well, he's laying in his sickly bed in painful agony. Now we haven't got the money to send him home to die, or to lay him in his resting place beneath the Irish sky.
Frankie Benson here at AM 740 in the heart of the city of Toronto. Some beautiful music coming your way before we go away and leave you with George Ginescu and Big Band Sunday Night. The Irish Choral Society of Canada welcomes you on board the Northern Spirit Sunday, June 24, 1 o'clock until 4:30. Boarding time is 12:30. East side of Queens Quay Terminal at the foot of York Street. Live Celtic music, adults $50, students and seniors $40. Price includes lunch. For more information, speak with someone at 416-759-2124. There, we can do that, and I'll get ready to play you some wonderful music. And this time it's going out to Monica, but we'll do it right after this.
You're enjoying Radio Erin, all the best of the Emerald Isle on Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
I want you near me. Whoa.
Joe Dolan, More and More. That was going out to Monica Mullen on her birthday. And it's also going out to all the other wonderful girls who listen to the program here at AM 740, who take care of all those dads and the listening area. Thank you all so very much for listening. But I've got a couple of announcements before we go away. This very important one. The Irish Community Picnic, hosted by the Irish Cultural Society of Toronto, is on Sunday, July the 8th at Centre Island. It's 1 o'clock, space available from 10 o'clock, and space is available for 500 people, yes. It's all been taken care of that. They have games from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock and a music session from 4 o'clock. Bring your instruments. I know my friend Kevin Kennedy will be there. Bring your own picnic, barbecues, bring your own coals, and pack a swimsuit. By the way, propane gas is not allowed, not permitted on the island. All ages are welcome. Speak with the president of the Irish Cultural Aid Society of Toronto, Norita Fleming, who will be in the studio next Sunday, 905-881-5012. And the annual meeting of the St. Patrick's Parade Society is going to be held at the Emerald Isle Senior Society at Greenwood and Danforth on the 24th of June, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And try to be there. And you have to be a member if you'd like to vote. I have to leave and leave room for George Cinescu with Big Band Sunday Night. Thank you all so very much for listening to the program, as you do every Sunday from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Kevin, for encouraging me along the way here. And what should I say? I've got a couple of things here to play for you. Instrumentals, I like to call them. As a matter of fact, I'd be right on if I called them instrumentals, because that's what they are. Loretta Reed and Brian Tahaney, Ricky's Patty. Good night, everybody. And of course, Spurs, we'll do it again next Sunday. Good night. Bye-bye. Thank you.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Radio Aaron with Frankie Benson. Heard Sunday evenings from 6 to 7 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.